Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesayim, Pesachim 116. And this Mishnah, we're going to start with the Mishnah on 116a, which our Mishnah discusses the source of the idea of the Manash Tana, which we know is the four questions that are asked at the Seder night. The source for that, it comes from our Mishnah. So it says our Mishnah, that what do you do in the Seder night? After you've immersed or done one dipping and after you've brought in front of the person the matz and the mara and two cooked foods, it says in the Mishnah, Mazgulu Kosheni, that you pour now the second cup of the four cups, Vikan, and after you pour the second cup, Haben Shoel Aviv, the son asks his father, and the son asks his father, why is it different? What Rashi explains, well, why on this night are you pouring a second cup of wine before you have even eaten anything? And because the son notices that this is different, therefore he's awakened to ask the questions and the other differences that are aroused in the Seder night and the service of the Seder night. And if the son doesn't have the ability to distinguish between all these distinctions, then aviv melavdo, then the father is responsible to teach him about the four cups. And in the Yerushalmi, they bring about this Mishnah, they bring a brisa which says, Kineged arba banim divrei Torah, which is the line which we have in our Agada, that the Torah speaks to four different children. And so the Yerushalmi says that this is with respect to a child who doesn't, and with respect to a child who doesn't know how to ask, at petacho atchilo, you open for him. So meaning to say that you have to teach him, and you teach the child what to say. So the father teaches the son, or the son asks, this is what he says, Manish Tana Laila Zemikol Halilos. How is this night different from all other nights? Shebechol Halilos, on all other nights, Anu Ochlin Chametz Umatz. On all other nights, we eat food that is both Chametz, that is leavened, and also that is Matzah, that is non-leavened. And on this night, Halila Azeh, this night, Kulo Matzah. On this night, everything is matzah. There is no chametz. That's the first question. The second question is, Shebechol halilos anu ochlin sha'ar yirakos. On all other nights, we eat other vegetables, and we don't pursue to find marr to eat. But on this night, on this night, we pursue specifically to find some marr to eat. It's not kulo marr, it's not only marr, because there are other vegetables. But on this night, we pursue marr. The third question that's recorded in the Mishnah is, Shebechol halilos anu ochlin basar tzli shalak umavushal. On all other nights, we eat meat that is roasted, or it's boiled heavily, or just boiled properly. Shalok is like stewed or steeped. So, but on this night, alayla zeh kuotzli, on this night, everything is roasted, and we have an obligation to roast the carbon Pesach specifically on the fire. And then the Talmud records, the Mishnah records the fourth question, Shebekol halilos anu matpilin, on all other nights, we dip the vegetables pamachas, we dip it only once, but on this night, we dip it twice. The first dipping is from other vegetables, and we dip in salt water or vinegar, and the second dipping is in maror in the charoses. And so then the Mishnah concludes, Lefi daito shel ben aviv melamdo, and according to what the child is able to understand, the father teaches the child what happened in Egypt. That if the child understands a lot, then he needs to explain him everything. And if he understands less, he can explain it to him less. That's how the Rashbam explains it. The Rambam writes in Laws of Chametz Umatzah, Chapter 7, Halacha 2, Lefi daito shel ben, according to the knowledge of the son, the father teaches him. What does that mean? That if the child is small, or if he's not so smart, then he says to him, my son, we were all servants, we were all slaves, we were all slaves in Egypt, and he points to certain people, or we were all servants, but on this night, God redeemed us and brought us out to freedom. And if the child is older, then the Rambam says he has to teach him exactly what happened, the miracles that happened through Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything depends upon the child. And then says our Mishnah, Maschil Begnus, we start by saying the bad things. Umesayim Beshvach, we have to end on in a praise, and we end with the good things that happened. We end with the praise. So we end with praise of Hashem, and we talk about that we ended off on a good note. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh Kadosh writes in his commentary to Exodus chapter 13, verse 8, he writes that this idea that we start with the bad and we conclude with the praise, that this din is hinted to in the verse that discusses the Exodus from Egypt, because it says, V'gadat lavincha bayomahu, you shall teach your son on that day, bavor zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. This is what God did for me when I left Egypt. And the expression of v'gadat is something that is like a gid, like something that's hard, like a sinew, meaning those are the hard stuff, whereas the expression of le'mor, bayomahu le'mor, that expression is soft, like we see in the Mechilta in Yisro. And so therefore we start with the bad and we end with the praise. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'doresh me'arami oved avi ad she'yigmor kol ha'parsha kula. And what is the part that we're supposed to discuss? The passage that we discuss is the passage of the bringing of the first fruits, the Bikurim, and from the passage of arami oved avi, when my father was, or an Aramean tried to kill my father, or sometimes translated, my father was a wandering Aramean, but here it's our Aramean tried to kill my father, until we finish the entire passage there of the Bikurim. And this is basically the framework of our Haggadah today. We have the Manishtana, and we have the also reference to the four children, and then we have the passage of the Bikurim, Arami Ahuved Avi, and its exposition. And then from there, we continue with the Pesach Matzah Mar that Rabbi Gamliel said. But that is the framework of our Haggadah.